bass guitar today. Yeah. I mean, you know the chords from this. Do you have time? So I'll do the introduction for everyone online. So today we are celebrating Ram Nomi, the glorious appearance of Lord Ram. And tonight's program, which will be online, is first of all, we're going to be chanting the Hanuman song and Shri Ram, Jai Ram, Jaya Jaya Ram. And we're going to be blessed with one of the apsaras dancing at the same time to that song. And then we're going to speak about some of Lord Ram's pastimes. I'm not sure which ones I'll talk about tonight. We'll try to be dramatic about it. And then we'll have a dance by Champakalata and her younger troupe. And then we'll have an Abhishek. And then there'll be kirtan and RT finally at 7 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time. So you got it ready yet? Just about. Okay, we have Ishwar Puri here on the bass guitar. Ready? So at least the world will see us. Ready? See, I'm playing the bass too. Hanuman, 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 no, oh Hanuman. Hanuman, oh Hanuman, Hanuman, no, oh Hanuman. Hanuman, no servant of Ram, son of the wind. Oh Hanuman, oh servant of Ram, son of the wind. Oh Hanuman, oh servant of Ram, son of the wind. Rakupati Raghava Raja Ram Patita Pavana Sita Ram Raghavati Raghava Raja Ram Patita Pavana Sita Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ho 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 Ram Hanuman, 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 no, Hanuman. Pati Raghava Rajaram Patita Pavana Sitaram. Raghupati Raghava Rajaram Patita Pavana Sitaram. Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram. Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram. Sitaram, Sitaram, Sitaram Jai Ho, Sitaram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Hey Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Hanuman, oh Hanuman, Hanuman, oh Hanuman. Oh Hanuman, oh servant of Ram, son of the wind. Hanuman, oh servant of Ram. Son of the wagon, Raghupati Raghav Raju Ram, Japavana Sikto Ram. Shri Ram Jaya Ram, Jaya Jaya Ram, Shri Ram Jaya Ram, Jaya Jaya Ram. Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Jaya Sita Ram. Hanuman, Hanuman, no, Hanuman, no, Hanuman. Paramahansa, Paravatikacharya, also Tata, such as she, Shimad. His Divine Grace, Abhaya Chalana, the Bhakti Pananda, Goswami. Srila Prabhupada, Foundracharya. Srila Prabhupada, Kijaya. Anantakoti, Vaishnava, Nigijaya. Namacharya, Srila Haridas, Thakur, Kijaya. Param se kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaita Gadadha Shivasiddhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopikopatnath Shyam Kun Radha Kunda Giri Gaur Vardhan Ki Jai Vrindavanam Ki Jai Maturadam Ki Jai Jagadatha Sami Ki Jai Yuvanamai Ki Jai Shrimati Dalasi Devi Gajai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrindi Gajai, Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol. All glorious the assembled devotees, all glorious the assembled devotees, all glorious the assembled devotees, all glorious to Shri Guru and Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada Kijai, Ramchandra Bhagavan Kijai, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Prasthaya Buddhale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharani Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deja Tarani Soma Ganatimiranda Shah Gananjana Shilakeha Chakshurun Meditam Yena Tasmai Shigurave Namaha. So I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. Srila Prabhupada, who so kindly opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. So I know this morning I was talking about some of the different ways that we can apply in our personal lives the story of the Ramayana, and I just want to talk about one of them right now, and then I'll get into the story. Of course, you may notice here I have about 20 pages of which are just notes. This is not the whole Ramayana. These are just notes cluing me in as to different stories, so I can just like launch into different stories every time I read one line. That's how voluminous the Ramayana is. As you mentioned, it's like 18,000 verses. 24,500 cantos. It's the world's largest epic poem, because it's a poem that's written in the same meter in Sanskrit, and that meter was discovered by Valmiki when he was cursing someone. So there's values to cursing people. So anyway, so there's just one. Okay. Wait till everybody comes in. So the one of the lessons from the Ramayana I really wanted to reiterate today, because I hadn't said it today yet, but I said it a different day when we were talking about devotees celebrating, devotees having fun. So this is a very interesting story and something we can learn from the Ramayana, that devotees should have fun. And sometimes the fun doesn't seem to be so closely connected to Krishna consciousness, but it is a human need, and in the case of the story that I'm telling today, it's a monkey need. And so we are basically in Kali Yuga, we're just monkeys that look somewhat like human beings. Mandasamanda Matayo Mandavakya Upadrita. Monkeys, like Prabhupada, what did Prabhupada call his disciples? Anyone know? No, his monkey army. Not just white elephants, the white and black elephants, but his monkey army. So like Lord Ram, he was able to conquer over Lanka and bring Sita Devi back, of course, the Maya Sita, but because he used his monkey army. And just like Ravan, oh my God, he uses this example, just like Ravan was not worried about monkeys at all, what to speak of human beings, in the same way many people in India were denigrating the Westerners, saying they're just monkeys. But little do they know, when the monkeys are empowered by Lord Ram, by Lord Krishna, they can do anything. When they write the name of Lord Ram, because that was another point we made this morning, the name of Lord Ram is as powerful as Ram, and sometimes more powerful than Ram, Ram Nam. It's interesting, in Fiji and in many places in India, during funerals they have this saying, Ram Nam Sachahe, isn't it? But that shouldn't be just at funerals. Ram Nam is always Sachahe. It is always the truth. So they reserve it for the funerals. Ram Nam Sachahe, Ram Nam Sachahe. But you can chant that at any time. So devotees have different needs. And in order to be steady in Krishna consciousness, all those needs need to be satisfied. And that's part of our philosophy when we're teaching empathic communication. So now we're going to tell a story about monkeys and their needs. And if one is empowered, if a monkey is empowered by Lord Ram, then the monkey can do anything, writing the name of Lord Ram on the boulders, and the boulders would float, and then you could make a bridge, and that bridge is still there today. It's called Adam's Bridge. You know, they've taken pictures of that with the satellites, and they said, it's definitely man-made, but they don't know it's monkey-made. They said it's artificial. They don't know it's a whole bunch of... Actually, Kim Purushas. Let's be more specific. The monkeys, they were all descendants of the demigods or incarnations of the demigods, were Kim Purushas. They weren't just like ordinary rhesus monkeys like you see in Vrindavan. There's another type of monkey you see in Vrindavan, which is like the Hanuman monkey, a langur. It's called a langur. It's the ones with long arms, really long arms, and they're as big as human beings. In Mayapur especially, there's a lot of them. And I used to feed them a lot. People told me to be careful of them. So, anyway, so Barbara and the monkeys, here's the story. So it's part of the story of the Ramayana, and then we'll get into other stories. There's unlimited stories in the Ramayana, so you'll have to forgive me if I don't cover the whole Ramayana today. Because we will be here for the next year and a half if I do that. But this is a story about celebration and how it's all right to celebrate. Okay. Not celibate, celebrate. So what happened is that Sita Devi, or was actually the Maya Sita, was kidnapped by Ravan. And we'll tell a little bit of that story later on. But anyway, so the Maya Sita is in Lanka, Ceylon, Lanka, which in the Ramayana is described as 800 miles away. Oh my God, that's a long distance. Actually, let me tell the whole story in this particular context of finding. Okay, I'm going to tell the whole story and then we're going to come up with a celebration. Sorry, backtrack a little bit. So, let's find the key to that story. Okay, here we go. Wow, maybe there's too much to tell. So, all right, let's start at the point where the monkeys, they start to look for Sita Devi. They make arrangement with Lord Ram. Of course, there's Sugriva, getting back a little bit. Sugriva has won back his kingdom. He got his wife back, he even got his brother's wife, but that's another story. Ruma and Tara. So anyway, so he's there. He's happy as a lark. Ram gives him 4 months to get started. The reason he gives him 4 months, it's the rainy season. Nobody actually does anything during the rainy season in those days in India because there's so much rain. It's called the Chaturmasya period. So Ram, instead of going into Kishkinda, Kishkinda is where, you know, all the monkeys live, and Sugriva is the king of Kishkinda, Ram stays in a cave. Why? Because part of his exile, he's not supposed to go into any city. Remember that. So he stays in a cave with Lakshman, and he's counting the days. And then Ramayana describes how he's feeling so much separation from Sita. And it's a completely romantic work, for those of you who read the Ramayana, because Ram runs into different aspects of nature and birds, and everything reminds him of Sita, whether it's the rainfall or the birds chirp, or the swans, or the lake, or the mountains. It's a real love story. So anyway, so, and he's crying, and Lakshman actually has to console him at many points. And sometimes he gets really angry, especially when Sita was first kidnapped, or the Maya Sita. Forgive me if I just say Sita was kidnapped, because I'm actually referring to the Maya Sita. Okay? Everybody get it? He gets ready to destroy the three worlds unless Sita's returned. And Lakshman has to say, you know, don't do that. We're going to find her. So anyway, so long story short, he enlists the help of the monkeys, Sugriva especially. It's 4 months of the rainy season. Nobody can do anything. 4 months are over. Okay. Time to look for Sita. But he hears no word from Sugriva. And Sugriva, of course, has been missing since grad for a long period of time. You know, he's been there on Mount Rishimukh, which Bali couldn't go to because Bali had this curse from the Rishi Matunga. So anyway, so he's just like into sense grad to the highest degree. And literally, he's pigging out or monkeying out at that particular juncture. I mean, he's having a relationship getting with his brother's wife, his wife. He's completely drunk. And Hanuman is trying to remind him, hey, it's time. It's time. And he goes, oh, it's time. My God, whatever. And so what happens is that Lord Ram is looking at his proverbial watch, or whatever, and he sees the rainy season's over. No one's done anything. And so he says to Lakshman, that ingrate Sugriva, he has not done what he promised to do. So you go there and check on it. And Ram tells this to Lakshman, and Lakshman becomes completely incensed. Incensed means angry to the highest degree. I mean, he's like, kill that Sugriva. So he goes into Kishkinda, and he has his bow drawn. And he said, where's Sugriva? Sorry if I get it traumatic, because I love this story. He says, where's Sugriva? Where's that monkey, ingrate, Sugriva? And all the other monkeys standing guard, just like running here and there, you know, they're getting out of the way. I mean, Lakshman is Balaram. Lakshman is Sesh. And he's supremely powerful. He's not just like Chotabai, you know, little brother. So he's screaming like that, and nobody knows what to do. Okay, so finally, just to defend Sugriva, Tara comes out. That's Bali's wife, who Sugriva is actually consorting with at that particular point, but she's completely drunk. She's completely drunk, disheveled. You know, just you can imagine a lady, you know, with her clothes just like half off, and, you know, drunk, and she comes like that. And because Lakshman, he has good training. He knows you never hurt a lady. This is another lesson we learned from the Ramayana. Just backtracking a little bit. Because when Lord Ram has to kill his first demon, that's Taraka. Actually, incidentally, she's the mother of Marich. There's a whole story about her I don't have time to tell. But she was previously beautiful, but she got cursed by a sage. So he has to kill Taraka. And Taraka is just like this horrendous Rakshasini or ogre, ogrini. And she well, I don't know what female ogre is. Ogress, sorry. Thank you for the correction. So instead of a garland of flowers with bugs on it, then she has a garland of skulls, and she's devastated the forest. And you know she's attempting to hurt Ram and Visarmasha and Lakshman, and Ram is really reluctant to kill her. Finally, Visarmasha, he has to say, you know, do it, because it's getting time. You know, time, because soon it will be dusk. And the Rakshasas, the ogresses, get more powerful in the evening. Whew! So Ram just reluctantly, basically, he almost doesn't look as he's doing it. Described in the Ramayana, because you know it's like when Krishna kills Putana. There's really different reasons described why he closes his eyes. One, he's killing a woman, but another one is, you know, there's a message going back and forth, etc. There's other reasons given, but basically one of the main reasons is, you know, you're not supposed to hurt ladies, especially, you know, Taraka is a chaste lady. She was chaste to her husband. So finally Ram fires his arrows and kills her and mother of Marich. And then, So getting back to the story of Lakshman and Tara, Lakshman just like puts down his weapon and his anger gets dissipated, you know, because you're not supposed to be angry in front of a woman either. It's very dangerous. There's many stories about one offends a chaste woman. Finished. So, I've learned my lesson many times. So Lakshman puts down his weapon and says, you know, we have Ram's purpose to accomplish. And Tara makes up a whole story. She says, well, being drunk, she says, you don't know that Sugriva's actually sent monkeys to come, so
so he can tell them to go in the four directions, to lie. So, okay, Lakshman goes back. He's sort of half pacified. And then Sugriva, you know, they throw water on Sugriva or something like that just to bring him back into some semi-consciousness. Because he's been enjoying. You know, when you deny someone enjoyment for a long period of time, it's like today's a fast day for some people. They've been fasting all day. Not me. Then and some people can fast half a day. And other people can fast for an hour. And it's just... it's just like, their minds, oh my God. It's, I'm hungry. So anyway, so when someone really like has been fasting, it's also sometimes like someone's been a brahmachari in the temple for a long time. And then every lady, you know, even Sirpanaka looks like a beautiful goddess to him. It happens, isn't it? And people don't consider, is it a compatible marriage? Doesn't matter. She's lovely, and I'm handsome, you know, or something like that. So anyway, so that's why Sugriva's completely zonked out at that particular point. So anyway, he sends for the monkey soldiers from all over, and it's described, there's tens or hundreds of millions of monkeys, even billions of monkeys coming from the four corners of the earth. Not just, you know, a few monkeys. Four corners of the earth. Oof. And they finally come. And he sends them off in different directions to look for Sita Devi. And so Sugriva knew how to describe the four directions. The reason was he knew about these four directions, you know, east, west, north, south. And of course, there's actually more directions than that. There's north, west, east, et cetera, like that. But he knows that because when he was being chased by Bali previously, he had to go all over the creation. Because Bali was actually trying to kill Sugriva. Why was he trying to kill Sugriva? Because he thought Sugriva had taken over his kingdom while he was fighting with this Rakshasa in the cave. And so, but Sugriva was just thinking his brother had died, that's all. Yet innocent. It's innocent. So anyway, he thought, let me kill Sugriva. So he's chasing all over, so Sugriva got a chance to see all the holy places in the whole universe, basically, because Bali was capable of going all over the universe. In fact, there was another story about Bali going around the whole universe, all the holy places. That's when he kept Ravan under his arm, in his armpit. Because Ravan tried to sneak up on him. We told that story the other day. Ravan tried to sneak up on him. And he just put Ravan here under a monkey's armpit. And he flew to all the holy places while he was offering obeisances. And Ravan finally made a deal with him. So, anyway, let's go on with the story. So he sends, basically we know that he sends Hanuman and some of the other ones to the south. Because he knows really that's where Sita Devi is, because she was seen going to the south. Jatayu told them they were going to the south. The deer, when Ram was looking for Sita, 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 the deer actually pointed their noses to the south. I mean, there's so many indications. They knew it, that they had gone to the south. So Bali gives them... 1 month to return. I mean, Sugriva, sorry. Sugriva gives them 1 month to return. And if you don't return 1 month, you're finished. So they're getting really nervous about the whole thing. This is a tremendous story. So as they're going to the south, they're looking and looking and looking, and finally they're getting very hungry and thirsty and feeling completely depressed. And then they see this beautiful cave. And there's birds coming out of the cave. There's the sound of trickling water. And it looks very attractive. So they go in the cave and they find all this fruit and broccoli, you know, whatever. And vegetables, whatever it is. A lot of fruit hanging from the tree. Quinoa. hanging from, an avocado's hanging from the tree. They find it hanging from the tree, and they think, this is great. So this tree is, this cave is being taken care of by Swayam Prabha, who's the daughter of Mehru Savana, and she's looking after the cave for Hema. And this is actually the cave of Maya, the demon Maya. But he's very attached to Hema. So Shiva killed Maya, because Maya keeps coming back to life too in these different stories in the Bhagavatam and the other literatures. And Brahma gave the cave to Hema, and Swayam Prabha cares for Hema's cave. So she questions them. She says, nobody ever gets out of this cave. I mean, what are you doing here? And then they describe that they are on the mission for Ram. And she says, all right, eat whatever you want. We're meant to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ram. But she says, generally, no one has ever gotten out of this cave alive. But I will help you. Close your eyes. And so they all close their eyes. And then they open their eyes and they're transported instantly by her to the shore of the Southern Ocean. And she shows them the direction. But by that time, 1 month had elapsed. This is a whole story about celebration. We haven't got to the celebration yet, don't worry. We're not talking about Sugriva's celebration. His celebration was very short-lived. So 1 month had elapsed. And that meant they were curtains. I mean, they were dead monkeys if they went back. So they thought, and they hadn't found Sita. So they thought, I don't want to be killed by Sugriva, so let me fast until I die. Remember, Sugriva is very powerful. We talked about that this morning. Actually, not this morning, the last class before that. That Sugriva is the son of the sun. And Bali was the son of Indra. Remember that? Remember the story? Aruni? Okay. So he's very powerful. Surya Narayan. So they decide to fast until death, and because they had spent the rest of the time in the cave. So some of them decided, let's go back to the cave. You know, at least we were protected there. You know, we had a lot of nice food, and everything was all right. You know, no one will discover us there. And Hanuman says, no, Ram's going to discover you. If you're in the cave, and he's going to kill you. So, but Angada, who is the son of Bali, and he's like the head right there, besides Hanuman, decides to fast because he's afraid of Sugriva and says, Sugriva's a dharmic. He killed my father. He's still angry at Sugriva. It actually wasn't Sugriva who killed Bali, it was Ram who killed Bali. But Ram killed Bali because Bali was a dharmic. Bali had taken his brother's wife. Bali had threatened his brother to kill his brother, kicked his brother out of the kingdom because of a misunderstanding. So Bali was the one who was a dharmic, and it was right for Ram to kill him because Ram was representing the king, even though he hadn't taken the position of king or emperor at that time, because he was representing his brother Bharat. So then Hanuman wants them to go back. But all the apes make up their mind. Sorry, I'm starting to get dramatic. I'm going to knock over something soon. So all the apes make up their mind to die because they're really afraid of Sugriva. And they start talking about the pastimes of Ram. You know, they decide if we're going to die, we might as well die thinking of Ram, which is a good idea. So in the meantime, there is a very nice bird, big bird story. His name is Sampati, and he's stuck on the cliffs of the mountain overlooking them because his wings have been burnt. I'll tell you why they've been burnt. Because he was protecting his brother. His brother's name was Jatayu. Jatayu was the one who was trying to protect Sita Devi from being kidnapped. And let me tell that story. Oh, no, we'll tell that story in a second. So anyway, so let's tell the story why his wings are burnt. Because Jatayu was just like a young bird. And, you know, young birds think they can get away with anything. just like young people, you know, they think, we can do anything. Like when we joined the Hare Krishna movement, we thought, we can be gurus, we can be GBCs, we can be absolute. And we had to have a revolution. So there's a whole history about that that I was just talking about to Brajananda earlier today, about the 50-man revolutionary committee, which I was a member of. So anyway, so he's a young bird, you know, you can't blame him. It's just the new bird. So Jatayu was thinking, let me fly, fly high, bird. And he wanted to fly close to the sun. And his older brother was thinking, that Sampati, was thinking, I got to protect him. So he went above him to protect him from the scorching rays of the sun. And then he got his wings burnt off. And he fell to the ground. And he never saw Jatayu again that particular lifetime. And when he was on the ground, he, you know, by the mountain or the hill or a cave, he got a blessing from a sage who he was serving that he said, your wings will grow back as soon as you serve Lord Ramchandra. So he was on the cave. But he didn't know that this was Ram's mission right then. He just saw all this delicious food down there. Because vultures, you know, they're not vegetarians. We have vultures here in North Carolina. And you'll see that sometimes they're circling. You wonder what they're circling above. They're not above you. But they're looking for dead bodies. Prabhupada would often say that a vulture has very keen eyesight. It can go very, very high and see a dead body at several miles from several miles high. Keen eyesight. I mean, this is very important as far as the story is concerned. So he sees the apes and he thinks, Sarira avijaja. Jatendriya tehe kala, jiva phulae vishaya sagare, dharmade jivoyati, loba mori sudurmati, prasad. And the apes see him, and he's thinking, you know, delicious. I'll wait till they die. You know, I'm not going to kill them and commit some adharmic activity. They'll die naturally. And he's listening to what they're talking about, and then he hears them talking about Jatayu. And then he gets interested. He says, Jatayu, Jatayu, that's my brother. And he asks him, take me down from the mountain. Tell me the whole story. I can't move by myself because his wings have been clipped. You know, not just clipped, burnt off. So Angada tells him the story. And it turns out that Sampati and Jatayu are also sons of Aruna, not Aruni. So they're, you know, they're really related to each other. Because and the father's name is Kashyapa, of course. So anyway, and they were, came from a half-finished egg, which I'm not going to tell the story of right now. There's a whole beautiful story in the Mahabharata about their birth. So somebody tells a story about his wings were burnt protecting Jatayu. And then he tells them, actually, I have seen Ravana and Sitadevi because I saw them flying overhead in this aerial chariot. No, not aerial chariot, actually, the Valmiki Ramayan, sorry, I have to correct my story. Valmiki Ramayan says that Ravana was carrying Sita on his own power because Ravana had tried to kidnap Sitadevi utilizing a chariot drawn by asses with human heads on them. Remember I told this story the other day? I mean, really ugly creatures. And Jatayu would actually chop their heads off and kill them and destroy the chariot. So Ravana actually had to physically carry Sita Devi back. You know, again, Maya Sita. So he told them the whole story and how he wanted to I just have to understand my notes right here. Okay. So this is just another story about Sampati. So then Sampati tells him the story, And then he says, I'm going to look and tell you where Sita Devi is. And then he goes on top of this mountain. They carry him to the top of the mountain with his eagle eyes or vulture eyes. He looks and he focuses his eyes and he tells them exactly where Sita Devi is in Lanka. And as soon as he tells them, guess what happens? His wings sprout again. Whew! And he flies away with new wings. Because he had been blessed by the sage in that way. So then all the monkeys look at the sea. And they talk to each other about their different powers. One can jump 10 yojanas. All right. Yojana is sometimes described as 10 miles or 8 miles, depending on the circumstance. Another says 20. Angada can jump 100. That's like 800 miles, which is the distance. But the problem is he won't be able to come back. Because if he jumps and goes there, he won't be able to come back. And Hanuman at the same time is just thinking, boy, I wish we had someone who could jump that high. And Hanuman doesn't really realize his own powers. The reason for that is when he was young, he offended sages. There's different stories about how he offended sages. You know, one story is that he used to lock their door so they couldn't get out when they had to go to the bathroom because they didn't have inside bathrooms at that time. Another story is that he would sometimes tie or bring wild animals right outside their door. You know, the sage would actually go in the morning after he woke up to go to the bathroom, open the door, and there'd be a tiger out there. And other stories are that he would lift their ashram up in the high in the air. So they open the door, and oh my God. There's different versions of the story. But it was just like they got really upset with Hanuman. He was really frivolous in the beginning. Like all young people are, like we all were when we joined the Hare Krishna movement. You can't blame us. If Hanuman was like that, we were like that. So, but if you're 72 years old and you're frivolous, then you got problems. So Hanuman got cursed basically to forget all of his powers until someone reminded him, because it was understood that his powers were given for a specific purpose. He was actually an expansion of Lord Shiva. I mean, the whole story of Hanuman is quite interesting, that it's described at one point, and this part is from the Puranas, not from the, I'll make you remind, that Lord Shiva and Parvati were engaged in loving exchanges, and they had just out of playfulness, they had taken the form of monkeys. And Parvati got pregnant. And she said, I'm not going to give birth to a monkey. I mean, I already have an elephant, so with an elephant head, that's enough. Enough is enough. So therefore, Lord Shiva arranged for an embryo transplant. You know, like we have nowadays, an embryo transplant, test tube babies, and all that other nice stuff. So Lord Shiva called for Vayu. And Vayu came, and he said, Lord Shiva said, take this embryo and put it in the womb of Anjani. She was a monkey at that particular point. And she wasn't an ordinary monkey. She was actually an assistant to Brihaspati previously, who had offended Brihaspati. How had she offended Brihaspati? Well, what happened is Brihaspati was doing a sacrifice and he sent her to get some water or something like that. You find this happens quite often. And she saw some loving exchanges from apsaras and like that. And when she saw that, she became lusty. So when she came in touch with Brihaspati again, she started hugging him and kissing him. And Brihaspati said to her, you are acting like a monkey. So you should become a monkey. Boom. And she said, please forgive me, please forgive me, as they always do. And then they give a dispensation. All right, as soon as you give birth, you know, whatever, you go back. So she is not an ordinary monkey. She came from the heavenly planets. And the father of Hanuman, of course, is Keshari. So Hanuman, anyway, Hanuman is the son of Anjani and Keshari. He's called Anjanasuta sometimes. Anjanasuta is the name of Hanuman. So Hanuman is forgotten. Get back to the story. Hanuman has forgot about all of his powers. He's extremely powerful because previously he was chasing the sun, getting ready to just grab the sun or put the sun in his mouth. And then he was defeated by Indra, who fired a thunderbolt at him, and then he got a jaw broken. That's why it's called Hanuman, the jaw. Just like you sometimes hear about a wrestler. He's called the muscle, or the terminator, or the jaw. So anyway, so that's Hanuman. Anyway, I love Hanuman. But he's an expansion of Lord Shiva, because Lord Shiva had his embryo carried down to Anjani. And so he's not just an ordinary monkey. And he's eternally, we talk about these are the appearance of Hanuman, but he's eternally a servant of Ram. Wherever Ram appears, Hanuman's the same living entity who appears to serve him as Hanuman. It's not that you can become Hanuman, just like you can't become Yashodamaya, you can't become Nanda Maharaj, you can't become Radharani, obviously. You can become a servant of Hanuman. So it's special personality because he's an expansion of Lord Shiva. And he has all these powers, unlimited powers, basically. So what happens is the Jambavan, okay, here's Jambavan. Jambavan, of course, is the father-in-law of Krishna. Not at this point, but later on. His daughter Jambavati had to wait a long time to get married to her husband. Because Lord Ram had an Ekapatni Vrata. He vowed for one wife, so, you'll have to wait until I appear as Lord Krishna. So sometimes you young girls have to wait a long time for a husband. Maybe till the next yuga. So anyway, so Jambavan, he's Chiranjeev. Wow, so many sub-stories come to mind while I'm telling this. Jambavan's Chiranjeev. He's Lord Brahma's son. So he lives basically for a long time, almost the span of the universe. And so he remembers what's supposed to happen. Because he's been there before. Like they say, seen there, been it, done it. Because not in a previous life, in this life, he's actually seen. He remembers, Hanuman's supposed to jump. Got to remind him. And he's very powerful. But because he's old, he also was cursed too. Because at one time he was flying around the universe and, he touched some sage or something like that. Kicked him on the foot or something. He got cursed to lose all of his powers. So Jambavan can't jump to Lanka at this particular point. But he knows that Hanuman can do it. So he tells Hanuman, you have the power. You're the great Hanuman. Da, 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 da. And Hanuman just is reminded of his great powers. And he starts to expand more and more and more. Tremendously, he starts to expand. And he climbs up on this mountain. And he jumps off the mountain. So this is how he flies. He's also the son of the wind. We're talking about son of the wind, son of Lord Shiva, son of Anjani, right, and Keshari. So he has these great powers. And he jumps off, and there's a what they call a wake that follows him. Not wake in terms of when people die. But it's like when a boat has a wake or the suction, just like you see in an airplane. When an airplane takes off, there's also a whirlpool and everything behind it that you can get sucked up. Sometimes people get sucked up into the engines and they die. So there's like this, because he flies so quickly, it actually creates a vacuum in back of him. Like a lack of air. And it sucks up flowers and trees and stones, and they follow Hanuman into the air. Not all the way. So he's flying to Lanka, ecstatic. But then the first thing happens, he runs into a mountain whose name is Mainaka, who wants to help Hanuman. You know, he's a good mountain. And he's grateful to Ram's family because, you know, Ram's family, Sagara, Bhagirath, they actually saved him from Indra because these mountains previously, now this is going to sound really far out to all of you, these mountains used to be in the air flying. Oh my God. There was one movie actually where they had mountains in the air. Avatar. Right? So you watch the movie, you'll understand what I'm talking about. So anyway, there are mountains in the air. And this mountain was allowed to keep stay in the air. You know, it's kind of risky to have mountains in the air. You know, you never know where they're going to land. I mean, anyway, so he was saved by Sagara and Bhagirath. And so he wants to help Hanuman, because Hanuman's engaged in Ram's service. And wants to help, but Hanuman refuses and says, all right, I'll honor your request. He just puts his feet on the mountain and continues. And then Hanuman has several tests on the way to Lanka. One test, he runs into this Naga lady who was sent by the demigods. She's not a demon. She's a snake lady. Her name is Surasa. And she has a benediction. At least she tells Hanuman that she has a benediction from Lord Brahma that anyone she wants must enter her mouth. Pretty good. So she's sent by the demigods to test Hanuman's intelligence, because there's a way out of this. You know, you can't counteract the benediction. You can't nullify the benediction, but there's a way out of it. So Hanuman, what he does, he makes himself very, very big. Big, 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 big. And she makes her mouth big, big, big. I know a lot of people with big mouths. But anyway, so this was bigger than anybody I've ever known. So she makes her mouth big, giant, bigger than the dome. Almost bigger than the earth. You know, just big. She expands her mouth. Hanuman makes it big. And there's a competition between Hanuman and her mouth. It's interesting. And then all of a sudden, she doesn't suspect what Hanuman's doing. He makes himself teeny, and he flies in and out of her mouth. And he says, look, I did it. I made Brahma's benediction come true. And then what happens is that she's pleased. She actually blesses him in his mission. And then he runs into an actual demon whose name is Simika. And Simika has the power to capture someone's shadow and stop them in their flight, like birds. Generally, she's eating birds or things that fly in the air. So she sees the bird's shadow and she captures it, puts it in her mouth. So she does that to Hanuman. But he performs an operation. He does something called disemboweling her. He flies out of her body. And then he goes, I'm getting to the celebration story in a second. Sorry, all this leads up to the celebration story. This is all we're going to have time to talk about today. There's so many stories in the Ramayana and sub-stories. I mean, I could tell Ramayana stories for the next 5 years, literally. So anyway, so he flies there, and he enters Lanka. And then he sees Trikut, the mountain, you know, three-point mountain, where Ravana's palace is. But he sees the door to Lanka. And guarding that door, this horrendous, horrendous Rakshasini, right? Ogrini. The Rakshasini. Ogris. Rakshakuris. What? Rakshakti? Rakshakti. Okay, thank you. Rakshasini. So anyway, she... I'll make up my own word. So she sees this horrendous raksha, female rakshasa. And she's guarding the door to Lanka. Her name is Lankini. So Hanuman thinks, I'm going to sneak past her. So he makes himself really, 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 really tiny. Tries to get under the door or through the door or something like that. And she catches him, stops him. And then what happens is she tries to hurt him, and Hanuman, as a little tiny, teeny, 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 tiny monkey, gives her a slap. And she's knocked to the ground, unconscious, and then she relates that she was actually previously in the heavenly planets, and she was cursed, and she was told by Lord Brahma that a monkey would slap her, Lanka would be destroyed. So then, Hanuman has free reign. You know, he makes himself teeny, 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 tiny, so people can't see him. So he's flying all around Lanka, goes to Ravana's palace twice, looks for Sita, and even goes into the lady's ashram, as we mentioned before. And this is an interesting story we told the other day about it. You know, he's flying around seeing all these disheveled ladies in various forms of dress or undress, and he's thinking, what's a brahmachari doing here? And they're all drunk, lying like that, and in the middle of the room, there's this big dais of bed, and Ravana is lying there with Mandodari, but actually, Hanuman is thinking, this is Sita Devi. And so he's thinking, I found Sita Devi. So he starts kissing his tail. You know, it's monkeys. You know what, monkeys, the tail is their favorite part and happiness. But then he realizes this couldn't be Sita. Sita would never be lying there next to Ravan. He feels embarrassed. It's not proper for me to see another person's wife. But then he realizes this is the only way he could look for Sita. He feels very, very depressed. He's not going to go back because that would cause the death of everyone. He wants to throw himself into the fire or remain a hermit in Lanka. Then finally, some of the stories say that he actually saw Vibhishan first, and Vibhishan points him out, but that's not mentioned in the Valmiki Ramayana. Sorry about that. But finally, he sees the Ashok Grove, and he wants to search there, and he's enchanted by the beauty of the Ashok Grove, looks all around, and then finally he sees her, and her clothes are yellow. It's an inside joke. And he sees that this must be Sita Devi. And he actually has the realization, looking at her, this is quite interesting, that Sita and Ram are always in contact. Because he actually sees Ram there in his mind's eye. This is in the Valmiki Ramayana. These are details which some of you don't know, because it's really in the Valmiki Ramayana itself. Most of you are familiar with the abridged version or the Tulsidas Ramayana or something like that. But this is there. And then he sees the daughter of Vibhishan, whose name is Trijata, talking to Sita Devi and telling Sita Devi or recounting her dream about how all the Rakshasas are going to be killed and Sita's going to be reunited with Ram. And so, you know, he sees it back and forth. And he also sees the Rakshasinis. Sorry. The female Rakshasas. You understand. I'll make up my own words. That's the prerogative of a sannyasi. So anyway, he sees the female Rakshasas. Sees the Rakshasis, you know, basically torturing Sita, trying to convince her, you should be with Ravan, he's so handsome. He's rich, handsome. You know, it's every woman's dream. Practically everybody was kidnapped by Ravan before voluntarily went with Ravan. Because who's going to get married to an ordinary, puny, ugly, poor earth man? I mean, even Bill Gates is nothing in comparison to Robin. So any of you ladies would gladly go with him. In a second, you drop your husbands. Anyway, so they're trying to convince Sita Dev. I'm just going to go quickly because I'll never get to the end of the story. So Hanuman wants to, there's a whole encounter that she has with Ravana, and Hanuman observes that too. So Hanuman makes himself very small, the little monkey, he's in the tree, and he starts chanting about Ram's pastimes from the tree. Sita looks up, it's described, his face looks like coral. It's interesting, that was the word used in the Ramayana. And she's really frightened, she thinks it's Ravana, who's assumed a form to try to trick her and win her trust. And gradually, you know, he produces the ring and convinces her that he's Ramduta Hanuman. He's the servant or the one who's carrying the message from Ram. And he says, look, I'll carry you off and you take you back to Ram. She said, that's not going to work because I'm actually small and I would fall from you if you were flying through the air. And also, as a chaste lady, I'm never going to touch another man, even a male monkey. You know, I understand what happened with Robin, but that's not voluntary. I'm not going to touch you. Fine. So anyway, she begs him to stay longer, but he says, I must get back to Ram, and they must arrive within 2 months, or else you're going to be killed. Because actually, Robin has been threatening her that if you don't give in to me in 2 months, you're going to become my prasad. I'm going to eat you for dinner. The Rakshasis are going to come. Sorry. Thank you for the lesson. They'll cut you up. And then to convince Ram, when Hanuman goes back, that it's actually Sita that he found, she tells the story of Kakasura, that Hanuman can relate to Ram. And Kakasura, of course, is the son of Indra. He's a crow, Indra's son, who took the form of a crow, and he attacks Sita by clawing at her breast. And Ram actually took some kusha grass and empowered it with a brahmastra to kill this crow. The crow was being chased everywhere, you know, all over the creation, finally surrenders to Ram. And Ram says, okay, this brahmastra has to act, and he puts out the crow's eye. And so he forgives the crow for that. Amazing. So Hanuman says, okay, I have to go, but first I'm going to test the Rakshasas and give them a good fright. So he destroys the Ashoka Grove. Ravana sends 80,000 soldiers. Hanuman kills them all pretty quickly. Tears the demon's temple down. There's a temple the demons have to God knows who on the hill. Ravana sends his son, Prahasta, the son of Prahasta, Janumali. So anyway, then Hanuman kills him just to make. Then 80,000 Kinkuras are killed by Hanuman. Then 7 sons of Ravana's 7 ministers are killed. Then Ravana's 5 army chiefs are killed by Hanuman. He's making just mincemeat out of everyone. Akshay Kumar, the son of Ravana, sent. Hanuman smashes his chariot and kills him. Hanuman kills many Rakshasas and torments others. But finally, he's captured by Indrajit with the weapon of Brahma. So previously, Brahma blessed him when Hanuman was very young, that he could never be captured, even if he was captured by Brahma's weapon, as soon as they tried to tie him up by any other means, he would be able to escape. Anyway, so he agrees to be captured, and the weapon of Brahma is rendered useless when the Rakshasas bind him with ordinary ropes and chains, and then he's taken in front of Ravan and tells Ravan, I'm a representative of Sugriva and Ram. Give back Sita. And Ravan decides to kill him. He's defended by Vibhishan, the brother of Ravan, and they decide to give Hanuman the punishment of setting his tail on fire. And so he agrees to this punishment because it will give him a chance to see all of Lanka and set Lanka on fire. So they set Hanuman's tail on fire, And Sita's very worried. She prays. Wow. She prays to Agni. I didn't know I would get into such detail with this story. But anyway, she prays to Agni that with all of her virtue, the fire will not burn Hanuman. The fire will be cooling. The fire is cooling. Hanuman is actually worried that Sita was burnt up too. But he hears the Charanas say that Sita is okay. Then he goes to Sita. She says, stay for a day or two. Then finally he gets up on the mountain to jump. And the mountain contracts by several yojanas. You know, he's so big when he's jumping. Comes back through the clouds of the southern shore. He's yelling in exultation. Hiribo! Goranga! The monkeys... Why not? The monkeys are elated. They're in ecstasy. Hanuman tells them what happens, and then they discuss what's next. And here's the story of the celebration, which I said I would talk about. So they fly back in a massive formation, all the monkeys, they're flying monkeys, to Kishkinda. Right before, this is the celebration story, right before they come back to Kishkinda, there's this place called Madhuvan, which is the honey forest. And this is Sugriva's private honey forest. And the monkeys, they get drunk on the honey in the forest. They just like taking all these honeycombs and putting them in their mouths, drinking the honey like it's the end of the world. And it's Sugriva's private forest, so there's a head guard. So this is a celebration. You may say, how is this pleasing to Ram? It is pleasing to Ram because they're celebrating. And so celebration is one of the basic human needs. Or basic monkey needs, or basic needs of any living entity. So, anyway, Mother Emily gave a class on that the other day, celebration. So they beat up the head guard, so his name is Dadi Mook, and they beat up the other guards, and Dadi Mook goes to complain to Sugriva. It's described, actually, that not only are they completely drunk on honey in the forest, but they're passing urine everywhere because honey is a diuretic. So they even do that on Dadi Mook. Poor Dadi Mook. Not in his mouth. No. Hanuman did that to Jambumali. That's previous. Hanuman did that to Jambumali when he was fighting in Lanka. Jambumali said, what are you doing? And Hanuman said, I'm just a monkey. What do you expect? And anybody who's been in Vrindavan knows you don't walk under a tree where there's monkeys because you will feel the rainfall, raindrops coming on your head. It's happened to me. Has anybody had that happen to them? Yeah, who's been in Vrindavan. Because they are very tricky, these monkeys. You think, oh, is it raining today? And there's some monkey up in the tree going, ha, 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 gotcha. So anyway, they're celebrating like anything, getting drunk, rolling on the ground, you know, passing urine all over the place. And Dadi Mook explains this to Sugriva, but Sugriva's happy that they tore up his honey garden. And Hanuman shows the ring and tells Ram the story of Kakasura, which only Ram and Sita knew previously. And so then they proceed the same day toward the ocean to rescue Sita Devi. And that's the beginning of the story. So, So today we have a celebration. There won't be too much honey. Also, you know, there's other celebrations mentioned, like when Ram arrives back in Ayodhya. That's Diwali. That's actually the Diwali celebration, the lights, you know, Diwali. And there's lights, and they're having a big celebration when Ram arrives back in Ayodhya. So part of Vaishnava history is, or Vaishnava behavior is, you have to have celebrations. So today we are celebrating the appearance of Lord Ram. And the next item is we're going to have a dance, right? A dance performance. So thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Ram Chandra Bhagavan. All glories to Sita Devi. All glories to Hanuman. Okay. And that's my part of the drama. Okay. So, we're ready?
Tajam tajam tadita tadimita kita takata kata tadingina tontari tajam tajam tadita tadimita kita takata kata tadingina tontari tajam tajam tadita tadimita kita takata
Hare Krishna. So this is quite momentous. It was Ram Nomi a year ago that was our first festival once the pandemic started. And there was no one here. No one. And it was the first time that, well, actually it was just me dancing, that I danced at this location in the temple room for the pleasure of Radha Golokananda. And ever since then, it's become the new standard that all performances are done for Shri Radha Golokananda. So we actually have students who... Oh, okay. Some of our students who haven't performed in a very, very long time because of the pandemic, who were feeling very, very enthusiastic to perform for Shri Ram's pleasure. We will be presenting three items. The first one is a celebration item. My Gurudev was talking about how we celebrate, we have a need to celebrate and have fun just for the sake of having fun. So the first item is really in that category. I think of it as like a welcome dance. We actually performed it many years ago in Hawaii as part of a Ram dance. Actually, it was that story, Gurudev, that you told about how Ram's name is more powerful than Ram. So we had like a court scene where Ram and Sita were sitting on their thrones, and we did this dance as like a welcome to Ram and Sita. So it's called Taritajam. And I guess, well, maybe I'll just introduce all the dances and we'll just go straight through. Yeah, let's do it that way. The next one is called Alaripu. Alaripu is a very ancient traditional Bharatanatyam dance. It means blossoming flower. And it's really the way that a dancer offers her entire self in worship through this dance art form to the Lord. And it demonstrates how the dancer can dance with just her eyes, or with her shoulders, with her arms, with her hands, and finally, of course, with the entire body. Our grand finale will be a bhajan by Tyagaraja to Shri Ram where he's basically marveling at how much love the devotees have for Shri Ram, and how just seeing the devotion of Ram's devotees, he's filled with so much joy. But that it can't really be described, it has to be experienced. So we have stories actually that we'll be presenting in that dance. We have the story of Shabari. She's the one who tasted the fruit before she offered it to Ram and Lakshman. And then we show the story of Ram and Ravana, their battle, where Ram kills Ravana. Okay, so three items, Taritajam, Alaripu, and Ram Bhajan. Thank you.
तजम तजम तदिता तदिमित किट तक तक तदिंगिन तोंतारी तजम तजम तदिता तदिमित किट तक तक तदिंगिन तोंतारी तजम तजम तदिता
Thank you very much. I'd like to introduce our dancers. This is Anoki. And we have Nishchala. And Ayodhya Rani. Thank you very much. I think it's time for Abhishek. Okay.
Hare Krishna. Okay, so let's just give another round of applause to Champaklata Mataji and all the wonderful devotees. Hare Krishna. Nice to see all of you. Thank you so much for joining us today for the wonderful festival of Sri Ram Navami. Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Ki. Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Ki. Shri Shri Radha Golokananda Bhagwan Ki. Giriraj Maharaj Ki. Our Savior, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Hare Krishna. Thank you all so much for coming. So our program now is we'll have the wonderful Abhishek of Sita, Ram, Lakshman, Hanuman. So we have the whole Ram Parivar and everyone will get an opportunity to bathe their lordships. We request everyone, you can come with your whole family as a group. So the families can come forward and offer Abhishek. And while we are doing the Abhishek, there'll be nice kirtans. So please sing along loudly, calling out for the mercy of Lord Ramchandra. And also many devotees have come forward and sponsored different aspects of the festival. If anyone would still like to sponsor, we have opportunities open. If you could sponsor the Mahaprasadam feast for $301, the flowers for the deities for $251, the Aartik sponsorship for $108, Abhishek sponsorship for $108, and the new deity outfit for $501. So if anyone would like to sponsor any aspects of the festival, please contact Mother Leela Shakti or myself. Mahaprasad? Okay, Ayodhya Rani Mataji would like to sponsor Mahaprasad. Hari Bol! Such a, you know, they say on the festival there's special mercy flowing. So you come forward, you sponsor, there's so much more mercy, right? So if you like to... Aarti? Ajay Govinda Prabhu for Aarti. Hari Bol! Abhishek? Okay, Anand Gopal Prabhu for Abhishek. Hari Bol! Okay, and those who have already sent the names, after the Abhishek, we'll be also announcing your names to thank you for your sponsorship. Okay, so now without further ado, we'll have the Abhishek. After the Abhishek, there'll be the Aartik ceremony, and followed by the Aartik, we will have the wonderful Mahaprasadam feast downstairs for everyone. So without further ado, we'll have the Abhishek on this side so everyone can turn over, reorient yourself and feel free to sing loudly and dance for the pleasure of Sita, Ram, Lakshman, Hanuman. Hare Krishna.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya
Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Haribo Krishna Prasthaya Mate Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasari Gura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda Chaitanya Hi Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Shri Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna,
Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitai Gora Hari Bo, Hari Bo. Hari Bo, Nitai Gora Hari Bo. Hare Sai Gaura Haribo, 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 Nitai Gaura Haribo. Go, Brimanandi!
Hare Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna.